We're in Detroit. This is the last day for the Time Tour for this week, for this month. And from our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Good morning, Detroit. All right, now we all know. Hi, guys. Okay, ladies. Now we all know that whenever you begin dating someone, you know it.
Jackie?
And.
Is that, what happened to Jackie?
What happened?
We lost her. She had a great segment.
And it was Jay's fault.
It was a great segment.
We can blame
segment.
It on Jay.
Yeah, the segment was about, how much business you tell your man.
Yes.
Early on. And how soon?
She had a lady that could find out.
Hello?
Okay, now we're back.
I'm back.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, you guys. Technical difficulties in New York. All right. So we're talking about when you're dating someone and it's a new relationship, Tom. How soon do you tell your business, ladies? Okay, let's say you have bad credit, right? You've had jail time or legal troubles, alcohol or other addictions, past sexual or physical abuse, past abortions, multiple marriages, the list could go on and on. But knowing when and what to share, Tom, can be tough to figure out. Never fear, ladies. Dr. Sherry is here. I'm going inside her story with the mental health expert, Dr. Sherry, who you've seen on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, The Braxtons, CNN, and more. Good morning, Dr. Sherry.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Let's help the ladies out. Now, I think the biggest fear for a lot of women, maybe if you share these kind of details of your life and the relationship doesn't last, you run the risk of your business being out there because he may go on and repeat those things. So how does a woman know when to share this information?
First of all, I say share on a limited as needed basis. Do not share too much too soon. So many times we just share our life story on the first or second date. So I say, take your time. Get to know him. See how much he shares. And see how he handles other people's business. If he's telling you about his ex-girlfriend, his ex-wife's business, don't share. Don't. Back it up. Think about it.
Okay. And you said you can share some of these details when the time is right, but you don't have to give too much detail. Right. Explain that.
When do you bring up I shot my last boyfriend? When do you bring that up?
You know what, Jay?
I think you should wait. Hey, wait a second.
How do you, Doc, let me hear how you bring that up. Go ahead.
All right. I think that should be at a later time, maybe after you have shot him. You know, maybe, and by the way, I shot my last one, too. But
right.
Don't make me shoot you like I shot
don't
the
make
last
me. That's right. That's right. You know, I can't go there. What I would say to you is take your time. Get to know the person before you start sharing information. You want to share, but you also want it to be a two-way thing. So be careful how much you share, because if you share too much too soon, number one, it's going to scare him off. Number two, you are at risk for having all your business to come back. So I say get to know him and see what he shares with you. Does he tell you about his credit? Does he tell you about his stuff? And then
no,
sort of take
he
a little
doesn't.
Bit of that.
Do you share in the heat of passion, Sybil? Would you share bad news in the heat of passion?
Why would you? That would be a turnoff, Jay. Why would you do it then? That's it. But Dr. Sherry, I love what you said when we talked about this before, about the billboard test. About,
you know, I always tell women, share only what you would like to see on a billboard. You could care less if you saw whatever you shared of him on a billboard, because then you don't take a risk. You know, and then get to know that person. You know, if you share information, share what you wouldn't share if the public knew. And that way, you'll get a comfort level, because so often we want to be loved, we want to be accepted, we want that close relationship, but it doesn't always come by us talking so much so soon.
But how
you say
you
a lot of times
that?
Women tell too much too soon, that we talk too much too early.
And as a society, that's what I was going to ask, because, you know, we're in a social media world where we tell everything.
Right.
We share every thought.
So
that
when
comes
he's at
up.
The clinic, you don't go, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you about that.
J. Anthony Brown.
So and you know, in a world like this, how do you get past having to share, overshare?
You know, you're in control of what you share. Keep in mind, you're in control of what you put out there. A lot of times people will find out information that you didn't want them to know, and of course you don't want to be embarrassed. So if you know you have done something that is going to get back to him, go ahead and share that, but do not share it until it's necessary. And, you know, we all have a history. Everybody has a history. So I would say, you know, I am working on some things that have happened in the past, and, you know, and I'm hoping that that won't come up again. But don't just push it all out there and social media. And that's such a good point, Sybil, because in this world, people will dig up dirt and put it out there. And you don't want to have to be on the defensive all the time. So you want to share before somebody comes back and shares it for you.
How do you bring up there might be some naked pictures out there?
Okay, be quiet, Jay. Now, Dr. Sherry, you were telling me that there's a way to share without giving too much detail. You don't have to tell everything.
No, you do not have to tell everything at once. What you do is you put a little bit out there, and you wait, and you talk, and you have a conversation. Remember, this is a two-way thing. A relationship, it takes two. So what you want to do is put a little out there, see how he responds, share a little more, and see how what he gives you. So it should be a give and take. It shouldn't be you telling everything. And I tell women, be careful, because, you know, you don't want to expose everything. Right.
So instead of you would say, you know, I've been married before, as opposed to I've been married five times before.
That's right. Yeah, you know,
you just finessed
it. Bring my mother into this conversation.
I'm just saying, you ease into it.
I've been married before, not five times.
Who keeps count on those things?
And what you do is, you know, say, you know what, you know, I've been married before. What about you?
See, right.
What he says. Ask him the same things he's asking of you. So don't give
I really like to I enjoy a cocktail, not I'm in AA.
That's right.
Or excuse me while I go to a meeting.
Yeah. That's right. You know, how much do you drink? You know, do you enjoy a cocktail? And then, so how many do you have or not?
Oh, I like that. Ask him.
And I'm on my second liver. You don't want to do that.
Don't ever bring
Thank you, Dr. Sherry.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, doctor.
All right, Jackie.
Bye-bye. Y'all have fun. Take care.
Bye, Detroit.
Don't bring cocaine around me.
Bye-bye.
Next, 25 past the hour.